This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Iran charges that a U.S. fighter jet pilot harassed an Iranian civilian airliner in what Tehran calls an act of terrorism, which injured and panicked passengers. Iran dismisses a U.S. claim that the jet was merely conducting a visual inspection at a safe distance. It apparently happened over Syria. According to Reuters, state TV video from inside the Iranian airliner shows a passenger lying immobile on the floor and another presenting his bloodied face mask to the camera. Iran says it's lodged a formal complaint with the International Civil Aviation Organization, describing Thursday's incident as one of aggression. The diplomatic war between the United States and China was ratcheted up today as Beijing retaliated for the U.S. order that China shut down its consulate in Houston, Texas. Today, China directed the United States to close the American consulate in the city of Chengdu as tensions between the world's two largest economies reach a new high. The order to depart the facility in southwestern China's Sichuan province was seen as roughly the same in scale and impact as the action in Houston. The U.S. has accused Chinese agents there of trying to steal medical and other research material. Beijing asked Washington to reconsider its order. That did not happen, and so today's shutdown demand. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said in a statement, quote, "The measure taken by China is a legitimate and necessary response to the unjustified act by the United States." Further, it said the current situation in Chinese-U.S. relations is not what China desires to see. Experts on both sides are probably wondering where things go from here. Meanwhile, the U.S. says that Beijing's consulate in San Francisco is harboring a Chinese researcher accused of hiding her alleged role in the Communist Party's military wing on her visa application. Asian and European markets fell on the Chengdu announcement. The Shanghai Composite Index lost close to 4%. In Israel, it's the day after another night of violent clashes between protesters and police in Jerusalem. It was the latest demonstration aimed at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is VOA News. A new poll shows that 3 out of 4 Americans favor requiring the use of face masks outside their homes. And fewer than 3 in 10 people surveyed said that restarting the economy was as important as shutting down the pandemic. Done by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, the survey clearly reflects growing alarm at the spread of COVID-19. Since the polling was done, President Donald Trump has said wearing face coverings was the patriotic thing to do. Another finding, about half of those questioned believe that most of their lost jobs will never come back. President Trump says he's dropping his plan to accept the Republican Party nomination for re-election in Jacksonville, admitting that Florida's surge of COVID cases would make a large-scale convention there next month too risky. There was no immediate word on what form the president's renomination speech would take. Florida has recorded nearly 390,000 coronavirus cases and over 5,500 deaths. It is among the hardest hit American states in the current resurgence of cases across the South and West. Officials in California warn that its largest urban area, Los Angeles, could soon be shut down again. The United States yesterday, for the third straight day, recorded more than 1,000 COVID-19 fatalities and nearly 70,000 new cases. The number of confirmed infections has risen above 4 million in this country at a cost of 144,000 lives. Pandemic numbers worldwide, 15.5 million cases and a death toll headed toward 634,000. Brazil's lower house speaker, Rodrigo Maia, says now is not the time to handle an impeachment process against President Jair Bolsonaro. He says he would only accept such a request if he was sure a crime had been committed and after the pandemic was over. So far, 48 impeachment requests have been filed against Bolsonaro in the lower house, and Maia must decide whether to accept any of them. The Director General of the World Health Organization charges that U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has made untrue and unacceptable allegations aimed at the WHO. Responding to reports that Pompeo had claimed the health agency chief was bought by China, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus fired back, saying the WHO is focused on saving lives. Lawyers for Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of China's Huawei Technologies, have applied to a Canadian court seeking to delay proceedings for extradition to the United States. The attorneys charge that the Trump administration was using their client as a bargaining chip in a trade dispute. Meng was arrested in December 2018 at the Vancouver International Airport on a warrant from the United States. Bolivia's general election will be pushed back from September to October as the pandemic grips the South American nation. More news online at voanews.com for your listening convenience. There is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.